Think of a drone as a flying camera, capturing pictures impossible for human pilots in large aircraft. But they do more than this and are cruising the skies in many countries with few restrictions. In England, delivering sushi as a flying waiter. In South Africa, conducting wildlife research on elephants, impalas, giraffes, and more. Over the Pacific Ocean, whale watching. In Indonesia and China, soon to transport gold. In Germany, producer Chris Kippenberger creates TV commercials for high-end cars. He spoke via Skype.
You can now keep the principle doing the natural action they're doing, and let's say start the shot from the top of a building, and that's where the drone would be flying, and you could have the drone fly down to the person.
Drones have also attracted unwanted attention. Two Canadians were jailed for more than 2 months in Egypt for filming with a drone. And Turkish police shot down this drone while it was taking pictures of protesters. In Japan, drones monitor the Fukushima nuclear power plant. And also in Japan, 90% of all crop spraying is done by drones.
During its more than two decades of use, the Armax has safely logged over 1.8 million total hours of flight. And to our knowledge, not a single complaint for privacy.
Yamaha's Henio Arcangeli and other experts appeared before a Senate hearing about regulating drone use in the United States.
The United States, in my opinion, is not leading the commercial drone industry. It's lagging.
That's because drones can only fly in the U.S. on a limited basis and typically for research.
That's the way we do things here.
David Kirstein works on airline regulatory law.
These technologies are new, they aren't proven particularly, and you know there are a lot of issues related to mixing them in with other air traffic.
Privacy advocate Leslie Harris says the laws need to protect civil liberties.
Technology outstrips law over and over and over again, and it takes years to catch up.
To get a closer look at a drone,
okay, Glass.
We used Google Glass. We looked at it. It looked at us. Tony Ngo sells these drones. He says his business has grown 400% in 2 years.
Every time, all the time, all every minute, we hang up the phone, another call comes.
The Federal Aviation Administration estimates 7,500 drones will fill American skies in the next 5 years, but only after it publishes regulations for the nation's drone use. Those rules are due next year, though experts doubt the deadline will be met. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News, Washington.